Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. Appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available as we count to the days till April 28th through the 30th, Las Vegas, for the 2022 NFL Draft. And one of the young men making their path towards this next level is the standout linebacker from Ole Miss, Mark Robinson. And very unique story about Mark. He is one hell of a running back as well. A lot to get to with this man. But with that said, Mark, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you, my friend?
I'm blessed, man. I have no complaints, man. Just living life, working hard, you know, day to day.
And definitely. And for you, can you believe your collegiate career has come and gone? No more waking up for, you know, workouts. You're training for pro day and all the things that come with being a legit NFL draft prospect?
Man, just all thanks to God, man. You know, it's been a long road, a long journey, hard, but deserving and, you know, prepared me for the moment. So just to be able to, you know, sleep in just a little bit more because those workouts, we had to be up super early because of our class schedule. So, but other than that, you know, it's still a routine of working out, you know, getting better every day, man. So I'm enjoying it.
Have you had that freak out, like, wake up morning where you think you're missing practice or you're missing class? Have you gotten past that routine?
I think I've gotten past it, man. Just being ready for this moment for so long, I guess, you know, just finally being here, just letting my hair down, relaxing, and working every day. But I do think about it a lot. You know, I miss the guys. You know, I miss the bun, but you know, just at this particular point in the journey, I'm at a different place right now. That's all.
Fair enough, and well said. I gotta ask because I mean, your athleticism I think screams off the chart. I mean, your ability to switch positions and have success at both these positions collegiately is a lot to talk about. Before we even get to that, I want to rewind it. Pop Warner, Pee Wee football. Was Mark Robinson scoring one touchdown after the next? Were you the kid who parents wanted to check the birth certificate?
Yes, man. It's crazy that you ask a question like that. I play up leagues. You know, I play with my age division and then play with my big brother when they play after us. So it was always those type of games. I scored 3 touchdowns in my game and then play the next game with the older guys and score like 3 more, man. You know, it was fun, man.
and then lo and behold, you're off to college. I believe Pittsburgh College, you started out small school and then you kept building up. The Southeast,
yes,
was Missouri. I'm kind of curious. I mean, was anybody else looking at you as any other position, or were you a running back through and through coming out of high school?
Well, actually, I had a camp invite to Troy, and where they wanted to see me work out as a strong safety because I played strong safety my junior year in high school, and I was, you know, pretty smooth with it. But other than that, like offers, no sir, I didn't, you know, didn't have an offer at another position other than running back.
Wow, and then you took it. So you're doing your thing, and then you end up at Southwest or Southeast Missouri prior to going to Ole Miss, and then Presbyterian College before Southeast Missouri. So I got to know because I don't, you know how this happened. So when you went to Ole Miss, did you know you were changing positions, or that something happened once you arrived on campus?
No sir, that was not part of the plan. But just listening to the guys, man, just trying to learn anything I can. And just being around, being at Ole Miss gave me the opportunity to be around some great guys and great coaches that had seen the game through and through. So with that, I was just listening to any bit of advice that I can get from those guys because they know what it looked like. You know, they know what a next-level player looks like. So, you know, just going through day-to-day, just working hard, trying to prove myself. I'm the new kid on the block, a walk-on. You know, I came as a running back, you know, and just every day competing, man. And like you said, I guess my tenacity and physicality jumped out, you know, once I got there doing special teams. And I wasn't able to practice just yet, like getting reps at running back because they were preparing for the game. And I wasn't eligible yet. So, you know, it was kind of a crazy situation of how it happened, man. But Coach Kiffin, he kept asking me what I thought about linebacker. And my initial response was, you know, I'm a running back through and through. You know, I don't see myself playing another position right now. You know, but and like I said, just being humble and being open-minded, man. And him and a couple other coaches, you know, Coach Smith, the running backs coach, you know, we had a unique relationship, and he was just a buzz in my ear that kind of convinced me to make the swap. And, you know, Coach Partridge, Coach Durkin, you know, those guys also helped play a big role. And so I made the switch, man.
And lo and behold, you had a terrific transformation, one of the most productive guys on the Ole Miss team. I think, what, second with 92 tackles, 8.5 sack tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks. And you're ferocious, man. You have a knack for getting to the ball. I love the frame. It just, you know, you're kind of like a heat-seeking missile out there. I ask all the guys who come on the program, if we threw you in that film room, Mark, with these scouts, they're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say they're your hallmark home run abilities that are going to pop off the tape where they're going to want to bring you to camp and they're going to want to sign you to that 53-man roster.
I think just my motor and my mindset. You know, once I step on that field, I'm a different person, you know, different from the guy who's talking right now. I go into a different mode. And, you know, watching film, I think what they'll love about me is that I'm trying to make every play. Like, I'm trying to do whatever it takes to, you know, put my defense in a position to get off the field and, you know, give our team the best chance to win. But just for myself, I know that they'll love, you know, I just play with a chip on my shoulder. So anytime I get a piece of contact on the ball carrier, I'm trying to make them pay, man. Like, I want them to know that when they see 35, you know, it's good luck to them. And you know, it's time for pain. Like, that's just, you know, my mindset, you know, it's either me or them.
I love it. Say what, Mark? It's been a while since I got a show. We've had a show since I've kind of got fired up. You're kind of getting me going. I can, you know, I'm reading a Jack Tatum book right now. And I don't know if, I mean, one of the hardest, most ferocious hitters. And just the way you're talking, it kind of reminisces me the way his mindset was where, you know, you were going to pay a price. If you're going to be on the field, there's a price to pay. And obviously you're going to hold those offensive guys up to that standard. Now, this is your show, and we want there could be NFL personnel that download this next week, and they want to listen in with you. We want to have the opportunity. What goes unnoticed about your game? You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe the system at Ole Miss didn't allow you to showcase other skills. Maybe you're great in the community. What else do we need to know, the scouts need to know about you that can help you fall in their good graces, my man?
I think for me, something that they'll love is I'm all ready to learn, man. I came into a situation. You know, I would have never thought I would have been there and made the most out of it. I mean, just studying the film and try to become a complete linebacker within the season. And, you know, it was a couple games I was ejected. But just missed opportunity. I don't feel like I got a chance to fully showcase my abilities. But, you know, it was fun while it lasted. But I just know they'll love me once they get me. Just my approach to the game, respecting all phases of the game. Not just the weight room, not just the fam, not just the field work, but on and off the field. You know, I try to check all boxes. I never want to be a one type of guy that's just fast or a guy that's just strong. I want to be all of the above. I want to be a big hitter. I want to be a playmaker. I want to be everything, man. I got big dreams and aspirations, and I'm just ready to work. I feel like whoever gets me, you know, they'll be happy. You know, I'm coming to work.
Fair enough, and well said. Once again, the standout Ole Miss linebacker, Mark Robinson, here on the C2P, breaking down what this young man brings to this 2022 draft table. I'm curious, hypothetically, and I know if they wanted you to be a punter, you would punt. I mean, any guy wants to play, but hypothetically, yeah. Team A calls and they want you to play running back. Are you ready to carry the rock again?
I'm willing to do anything it takes, man. Just the opportunity of a lifetime. You know, so many people dream about it. So any opportunity, any call, I'll be answering the bell. Either way it go.
Awesome. Wonderfully said. Hey, we are almost out of time. You've been fabulous thus far, but we always like to show end the show on a light note. We always throw out some questions. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall things. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Now, Lane Kiffin, Coach Kiffin there at Ole Miss, does he have any big pet peeves at practice, the absolute no-no? Do not do this at practice or you're going to catch a little hell.
Just trying to stay off the ground, man. The way we practice is so fast and so up-tempo. You know, a lot of bodies flying around, and it's just critical that we stay off the ground and keep each other healthy, you know. And he hates to see a player walking, like, you know, we try to stay in game shape, you know. so he's a tough load on those two things, man.
Fair enough. And how about this one? Your teammate, Tarikas Tisdale, is going to be joining us on the program, I think, later today. Now, remember, I'm going to ask him to scorch you, too. But anything that you used to tease him about or just a fun memory of Tarikas?
Me and Tisdale, that's what I call him, T. Man, we just always had a great relationship, just joke around, you know. But a great dude, man. I love him, man. He a good teammate. He worked hard. Like, this one of the guys, like, I really hope he succeeds because he deserves it, man. So, I mean, I guess you could say no bad jokes or, you know, things like that. But just high praise and a great compliment, you know, to the type of guy he is, man. I'm looking forward to see what he does on the next level and the opportunity that he gets also.
Awesome. And then the final one for you today, Mark. This draft is going to be closing in us very quickly. You're going to have Pro Day on the horizon, and then after that, it is like a whirlwind to the end of the month when we reach April. That said, who's the best cook in your family? And on draft day, when you await to hear your name come off the board or find out where you land, what do you want that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
Ooh, that's a good one. But actually, I'm going to have to go with my auntie, man, my auntie Vicky. I think I want the regular big dinner where she goes cornbread, you know, chicken, collard greens, you know, everything. She just throw down, man, and I love her cooking. So I can't wait to get one of those big plates, man.
Well, I'm sure she's going to be more than willing to kind of partake and help you celebrate all that you have accomplished to this point. But, hey, man, you're right. And then, hey, listen, we appreciate your time. The best to you. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Thank you, man.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Mark Robinson, the standout Ole Miss linebacker, and this kid is tenacious. You talk about a ball hawk, high motor, high intensity. You can feel it coming through the bone. This kid gets after it, and that's what teams are going to notice. If they want a pure dog, a guy that just gets after it, this is definitely one they're going to look at. And then in the back pocket, he got one hell of a running back. This kid is very dynamic, and I think that athleticism, the raw ability, those are his upsides and more to like about Mark Robinson. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.
Yeah.